morning and welcome to the Senior Hour, which is sponsored by Comfort Keepers in Home Care, Providence Holy Cross Medical Center, and Hestia Med Spa. I'm Barbara Cochran with my co-host,
Dr. Thomas Pawlucky,
on your hometown station, 98.1 FM, AM 1220 KHTS. This is a show for, about, and by seniors, giving information to enhance one's quality of life. And our first guest this morning is Kevin McDonald, who's the Executive Director of the Santa Clarita Valley Senior Center. Welcome.
Thank you. Nice to be with you both.
How does it feel like
Happy
being
New Year.
Up there at the top?
It's just fine.
It's a lot of work.
We're having a good time.
That's terrific. So what are we talking about today, other than seniors?
Whatever you want to talk about. Lots happening at the Senior Center. Lots of expansion going on. So we're excited about what's coming on for 2023. Making some big plans and seeing what we can do for our seniors in the community.
And we're open again. Wow.
And we've been open for a while now.
I know. It still seems like we just opened.
It seems that way. Yep, it seems that way. But we're cranking it out. And the staff and the volunteers are just doing a super job over at the center.
Terrific. Well, I've been partaking in the Meals on Wheels program, and the food is delicious.
Oh, good.
The only thing I don't like are carrots, but I don't like cooked carrots anyway.
I'll talk to the chef. You know, we have two executive chefs with us. We have Cindy Smith, who's locally from town. She's my chef advisor. And then Marco Rios is my executive chef, and they've worked together since last February, almost a year together, and they put together some quality meals. And, you know, every piece of that meal is really looked at and how can they make it better and better. And we have some great cooks behind them and a lot of people behind those two. But they decide what goes into that wonderful plate that you get.
So, Kevin, I'm sorry to interrupt. You mentioned before, you know, jokingly that, you know, you talked to the chef about Barbara's no carrots request. Right. Are there options, like, you know, people with food allergies or people who are vegetarians, do you have any kind of options for
that? We do offer a vegetarian plate, but remember, we're serving in Santa Clarita. We're making 1,500 meals a day.
Yeah, I get it.
Now, we're regulated through the county and their Center for Nutrition Services. So we have a real specified menu that we can choose from to making sure you're getting nutritious meals. So when she says she can't have carrots, she's going to have to eat her carrots. Or she's going to have to share them with somebody else. But the nutritional value is so key to this county-funded program and really a federal program. So the chefs have strict regulations of what they can go by. And then we cheat once in a while with some cookies out there. And if you come in on Tuesdays, you'll get a hot soup. And we just have some nice things coming up. We have my favorite is shepherd's pie coming up next week.
Nice.
Shrimp scampi is next Thursday. Primavera chicken. We have the tortellinis. We've got so many things going on. And we try to mix it up because we want people to have a real nice quality meal.
Yeah, that's amazing. So the banquet hall is open, yes?
The banquet hall is fully open.
Okay. And you're also doing the Meals on Wheels.
Right. And we're doing a drive-through.
And a drive-through.
Right. So as we're sitting here right now, we'll have today is a beautiful day. We'll probably have 150 to 170 people in the banquet hall sharing a meal together. And the drive-through will be another 700. My phone's ringing. That's why it keeps ringing up. People picking up meals through the drive-through. And then, as I say, out the back door was our Meals on Wheels program, and they went out this morning at about 9:30. About 520 meals went out this morning.
That's outstanding.
And that's just one part of our program.
You know, I know.
The whole thing.
I know. But just that in itself, how you said that it's partially federal, partially local government funded. But I'm sure that doesn't cover everything.
No. It's through a wonderful law that was passed in the 70s called the Older Americans Act. Coming through the federal government, lands in our county seat, and the county funds us that way. So that's the traveling road. But they only give us about 85% of our funding. We have to make up the other 15%. And when you're talking $8 million in funding coming through, it's a lot of money that we have to make up ground with fundraising and doing other things for in the community. And I'm okay with the government not giving you 100%. But we have to really dig hard to make sure that other 15% is made up. And that's hundreds of thousands of dollars every year.
Okay. And how does that happen?
That happens through a fundraiser. We just finished our annual appeal campaign. We sent out a letter to people between Thanksgiving and New Year's. And we got a wonderful response from the community. And that's kind of the people that are getting the meals and people who are doing our activities. Just a tremendous fundraising response for us. So we broke over $100,000 and just a simple letter that went out saying, can you support us?
That's amazing.
It is. This community,
Is.
They give back. It's really, really nice.
Well, we have an extremely large senior community out here. We really do.
But I also find it to be a very grateful senior community and community in general. There's always that thank you on the other end. That doesn't always happen in life, as you know.
Sure.
So for that very gratitude out there, there's an appreciation for the gifts people are given. It's really unique, I think.
Yeah. So you don't ask anything for the meals.
There's a suggested donation.
Donation.
If you were to come in, there's a suggested donation, but we don't track that. It's just part of our process that people can.
And how do people participate in this? How do they let's just say someone walks into the senior center and wants to have lunch. Yeah.
And they'll come meet with our social workers, see if they qualify. They have to be 60 or older and live in LA County, and they can work them through the process, and before they leave, they can get a meal.
Outstanding.
So it's not income-based. It's just age-based of 60 and over and live in LA County.
Okay, and Barbara's talking about Meals on Wheels. You're actually getting the Meals on Wheels. Yes. So how does that happen?
And that they also have to meet a whole different set of qualifications. Excuse me. You have to be over 60 and homebound with medical conditions and different things like that, that a doctor says this person needs a meal at their home because it's an extra stretch for us.
Sure.
It's producing that meal. It's putting it in a car. It's our volunteer drivers going to your home.
Yeah, absolutely. Outstanding. So you mentioned the fundraiser. You did the big one, the one that your ask, the one a year
right.
that I'm aware of, the only one.
Right.
And you've got an event, though.
Yes, and we have Celebrity Waiter, which you're well famous for, and Celebrity Waiter is coming up.
We usually do it in July. Yes,
we decided to get out of the heat. So the breaking news is it's going to be Saturday, April 29th.
Okay.
Just a few months away. And it's going to be in the beautiful courtyard at our senior center, just like last year. And our theme, we always pick a different theme, and we have our celebrity waiters coming in, but it's springtime in Paris.
Oh, nice.
Isn't that
so
wonderful?
Considering a Saturday evening, bringing your loved ones, coming over to the senior center, buying a table, and it's springtime in Paris, and we're going to take care of you with some delicious food, a great live auction, and a whole lot of fun with your friends and colleagues. And under the stars, as we've been doing it, it's so successful under the stars. It's a beautiful venue for that.
That's great. So I don't know. I don't think I was available last year. Did you bring it back last year, or was it still locked down?
No, we haven't passed on it. We've been able to squeak it in between the COVID breaks.
Okay.
So we've been keeping it going. So, been in the middle of July, and this year we just moved it up to April 29th.
Yeah, it's hot. It's hot in July, even in the evening.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was very,
well, they had fans going. We had fans. We had misters.
Fans were all over the place.
Barbara had her own private mister. We took care of her.
Yeah, no, oh, that's right. I did. I was there. I was there with you. I was there with you.
Yeah,
and
my
it was
table.
Really hot. It yes. was like a sauna. Yes. So thank you for moving it to April.
Well, we hope people appreciate that and come back for the event again. And we just try to have a good time. And we don't do it a lot. We do our annual appeal letter. We do our celebrity waiter event. And then we go out to foundations throughout the year. So my hand is not in your email box every month.
Right.
And well, we try to be courteous to our givers.
Well, I appreciate that. And I'm sure a lot of people do. But I also really appreciate all the stuff you do over there. And we've just spent the last several minutes just talking about the meal program.
Right.
And I know there's a lot more.
And you're right, because we're bringing trips and tours back. So we have a new liaison with a local company.
Oh, that's wonderful, too.
And the Anderson Girls, and we're offering trips and tours. We're going to a casino next month.
Where?
We're going to drive them. I forget the name of the casino. Okay. We're driving them in our bus.
Well, I'm going.
We're going to the Reagan Library on a Saturday.
Nice.
And taking people out just to give them an opportunity to come to the senior center, hop on the bus, and go to the Reagan Library for a day. It's a beautiful place to go. We're going to take you out to casino. We have a whole bunch of things planned throughout the summer for that. So trips and tours, as we call it, is back through the senior center. We're bringing pickleball in. We got a court set up for that. We're going to add more courts to that. We got the ping pong is back. We got tap dancing is back. So we just keep growing. We're going to be doing people's taxes again every year through AARP, and we do a tax service for seniors. It's a wonderful service.
Wow.
That people in the community have supported us with. And AARP with their driving courses is back. So we're going full bloom, and it's nice to be able to just say, what else do you have to offer? And we can rattle off many, many things besides our standard Zumba and Tai Chi and the chair Pilates and all the other classes you can take right now for free.
I love that. I don't know. So, Barb, I got to ask you, do you make New Year's resolutions?
Sometimes.
Yeah, ish, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I find that the older we get, the less we even try anymore making New Year's resolutions, because after doing it 55, 65 times and realizing that after a couple of weeks, you're just give up on it. And a lot of people just don't do it anymore.
No,
but,
they don't.
But here's the thing, you know, the small percentage of people that do it, you know, most of them have already given up. But for their, you know, December 31st promise to themselves, whatever you want to call it, mm-hmm. most of them have already given up. But my philosophy is, if you make it kind of a no-brainer, if you make it where there are no excuses to follow through, you're much more likely to do it. And even if you fall off the wagon, even if you're not eating as good as you should, maybe you're not exercising as good as you should, if you make it easy enough to get back up on the horse or the bicycle or whatever you want to call it, back up on the wagon, mm-hmm. there's a good chance that you might actually accomplish what you set out for December 31st before the next December 31st comes around. And that's where the Senior Center can be an amazing ally in that. The good food, the courses. And when I say no excuses, you offer online courses.
We offer online. Everything is free. I mean, we just try to, like you said, eliminate those barriers. So it just takes a little bit of your motivation and self-fortitude to say, yeah, I'm going to do something. I'm going to meet somebody new today. If you walk into my ballroom, I'm going to set you up at a table where there's a couple of other people so you don't feel lost and alone.
And I love that.
That companionship is so critical. And people are still coming out of their homes from COVID. And we're seeing it every day. We're like, where have you been? I've been home.
Yeah.
It's time to come and join us.
It's
and we're
going to
make it comfortable and safe. And you can go outside. You can eat outside if you want. Our concerts have brought people out. We got a tribute band to the Everly Brothers coming up February 4th. We got a tribute band to Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. And they're coming on March 18th. And it's just bringing everyone together just for a couple of hours. And laughing and singing and dancing.
Okay, so I'm sorry. Back up just a hair. So tell me about the concerts. Where are they? Are they at the Bellavita?
Yeah, they're at Bellavita in our banquet hall.
In your banquet hall. And is there admission?
It's
is there
$5.
A cover? $5.
Sign up online. Come. We've already sold 200 tickets to the Everly Brothers tribute happening in a couple of weeks. Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young is going to sell out.
What is the capacity?
We can fit over 300.
300. Okay.
And last time we had people outside dancing. So
it
gets crazy. It gets crazy. But it's a nice Saturday night.
Yeah.
You know, it's an hour and a half concert. We give you some food. And it's just, again, it's bringing people together from all walks. Because it's not the same people that come for lunch that would come to the concert. But you can bring your grandkids. You know, you can bring mm-hmm. people in. And we want to share it with the entire family. And we're open to everybody.
Yeah, that's outstanding. So that, you don't have to be 60.
No. The only thing you have to be 64 is for the meals.
Okay.
Otherwise, everything else is open. We have a nice fitness center. I give the education to fitness classes for everybody, and they've been coming in. They talk about New Year's resolutions, and I said, just do this once or twice a week. Just get in that habit, and just walk a little bit or whatever piece of equipment you want to use, and just keep those muscles moving.
Absolutely.
And that's so important. It really is. And, you know, going back to New Year's resolutions, another way of handling something like that is choose a word. And my word this year is simple.
I like that.
Well, that's what I thought, too. Because my neighbor does it every year. She'll come over and she'll say, well, have you chosen your word for the year? I said, I certainly have. I beat you to it, I bet. She said, you did, because I haven't chosen mine yet. I said, mine is simple. And I thought, I don't need to make my life messy
right.
and full of garbage. I just want to keep it simple.
I love that.
So I've been getting on the bicycle every day. Been going into the model room, which seems to be catching too much stuff. Both my son and daughter said, "Mom, you don't need this in here. Let's put it back there." So it's going in there. Mm-hmm. Russ would have a fit if he saw that room right now, an absolute fit. But anyway, I go in there and I moved the, I had the kids move the bicycle so I can get in there and get on it. And I'll just pedal away, usually on there for about 20, 30 minutes. Just
it's perfect.
Just a pedal. And because I haven't been able to go outside very much.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's been raining. It's been horrible.
Good for you to, and you have that piece of equipment in your home.
Yes.
But if you didn't have it, you could come over to our fitness center, which is beautiful and clean as can be, and hop on one of our similar machines and use that for free. And I don't check your ID at the door. So if you're under 60, I don't care. But that's an important thing to have if you have those assets within your home and within your reach. But if you don't, come over to Senior Center and use our stuff. Use our billiards room. Use our fitness center. Use our dance studios. We're here for everybody. And that's really – it's when you say keep it simple, that's really all what it's all about.
Yeah, keep it simple.
Yeah, and the recommendation for exercise is approximately 20 minutes a day. And most people don't get that. What our senior population may not know, but this is well documented, that exercise is one of the best medicines for arthritis.
Oh, yes.
And it's a little counterintuitive. You think, well, my joints hurt. It hurts to move. I don't want to move. But the reality is that if you get moving a little bit and a little bit more and a little bit more, the joints don't hurt so much. And it's so much better than, you know, taking anti-inflammatories or having even more serious medications come into your life and potentially, as you know, Barb, wind up giving you cancer.
That's very true. Very true. Well, it's interesting because now that it's getting a little bit warmer, so to speak, I'm going to start walking outside, going up one side of the block and back down the other side and coming back home. And, of course, one of the kids is usually with me the whole time, you know.
But correct me if I'm wrong, she's setting just a wonderful example.
Yeah, so absolutely.
That, walking outside, going down with one of your kids and just getting out. That's everybody needs to do that.
More than anything else, I think this is why you've beaten cancer twice. Not once, but twice.
That's true.
So yeah,
I just don't like the recovery.
No, that's you know, that's the stinker. But you got to look at it like you beat something that will kill most people, not once but twice.
I know.
And here you are. Here you are.
We're both really proud of you.
Yeah,
we are
ready to take advantage of more senior center programs.
Well, I think it also takes a positive attitude.
Of course.
To do something like that.
Yeah.
Because I've never been a, quote, depressed type of person.
Yeah, no. Well, you know, they were dropping bombs on you when you were a baby. You can't beat that, right?
That's very true. And I'm still in the process of writing my autobiography.
So. There you go. Yeah, for those of you who don't know, Barb's was involved with the family, was involved with the royal family. And during the Blitzkrieg, they had to get out of town.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, pretty tough stuff you're made
of
there.
Bombs dropping all around.
Yeah.
Buzz bombs.
Yeah.
I think I've described them, these monstrous rockets up in the sky with fire coming out of them and a loud buzzing noise.
And you can actually remember that.
Yes, I'll never forget it as long as I live. When the noise stopped and the fire stopped, it just started coming down.
Yeah.
And you never, ever knew where it was going to land.
Yeah, but
never.
But we know where you've landed.
Yes, and I'm here.
Yeah, we're happy to have you here back in the studio. You know, getting the Meals on Wheels, hopefully taking advantage of more programs over at the Senior Center. So, Kevin, quickly, a quick wrap-up. Anything special you want to cover here?
Come join us. Yeah. Come join the Senior Center. You can get online with myscvcoa.org is a website, or just give us a call, or just walk in the front door. And Monday through Friday between 8 and 4, come and see our staff and see what we can do for you.
Phone number and address, please.
Phone number, Barbara?
259-9444.
Right. You got it. And we're at
I'll never forget that number.
There you go.
And we're on Golden Valley Road in Santa Clarita. So
yes,
come join
and
us.
It is a beautiful, beautiful facility. You're really missing out if you don't visit the Senior Center. It really is beautiful.
Kevin McDonald, Executive Director at our amazing Senior Center here in town. You're listening to the Senior Hour, KHTS FM 98.1, AM 1220, and your hometownstation.com.
Welcome back to the Senior Hour. I'm Barbara Carcon with my co-host, Dr. Thomas Pelucky, on your hometown station, 98.1 FM, AM 1220, KHTS. And our next guest is Miles McNamara of Comfort Keepers in Home Care.
Hello.
One of our sponsors.
Yes,
yay,
indeed.
Yay, yay.
How are you, folk? Oh.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Is this our first show since?
I believe it is.
Yeah, God. Yeah. Seems like half of the year's gone already.
I know.
It's insane. Hey, don't rush it. Before you know it, it will be.
So what does protocol say when you stop saying Happy New Year? February?
When you stop seeing people that you haven't seen yet.
Okay, that's a good point. I can go with that. So August is fine?
Well, you know, there's Chinese New Year is coming up. That's real soon. And then Middle Eastern, Nowruz, is coming up in March.
Yeah,
so the end of March. So the first day of spring is actually New Year for a lot of ancient civilizations.
Wow.
And so we celebrate New Year's more than once.
Well, I'll stick to one. Sorry.
Okay.
Just hard to remember.
Just so you can remember.
Yeah.
There you go. Keep it simple, right?
Keep it simple.
That's the key word for Barb this year.
Yes, that's my
All right, so Miles, what is new and simple at Comfort Keepers?
New and simple. Well, I always like to start by kind of for folks who aren't familiar, because it's interesting, home care has been around for 20 years, but it's still considered a relatively new industry. So I always like to start with sort of for folk who don't know, because it's amazing still after doing this over 20 years when I meet someone for the first time and they say, gosh, I wish I knew you before I lost mom, or I wish I knew you when, or whatever, because, you know, we never know what we don't know. So folks don't realize that home care, which is non-medical, that it even exists until it's too late. And they're like, oh, gosh, like I said, I wish I knew you. But what home care is we're not nurses, even though my care managers are all nurses, just because we interface with a lot of medical folk. Mm-hmm. My caregivers are non-medical, where they come in and we help our seniors with their personal care, their activities of daily living that allows them to stay safely in their own home. As we've talked about before, a lot of folks choose to go to an assisted living when the time is right. They choose whatever their course is, you know, best for them. And we find 9 out of 10 times is they want to stay in their own home. They want to stay where their memories are. They want to stay where their kids grew up. And a lot of times they just need a helping hand to stay in their own home. And what comes with that non-medical assistance? Well, you can help them in and out of the shower, where most of the slip and falls happen with our seniors. Bathrooms and kitchens are the two highest, just as a side note. So again, with their personal hygiene and out of the shower, make sure they take their medications on time. That's one of the leading reasons why seniors go into the hospital is mm-hmm. because of their mismanagement of medications. And that can be sometimes fatal, but if not, it can not be a good look, and they have to go and straighten that out. We can't prescribe the medication, but obviously the doctors do, the families do, that we get the med trays, and we make sure that they take the proper medication at the proper time. With the dog days of summer, but actually all year around too, is hydration is a big key for our seniors, because that's when your urinary tract infections will come in, the UTIs. And it's interesting, we have a lot of our adult kids think that, you know, they'll call and say, you know, I think mom has dementia. She was great last week. But today, dementia doesn't come on that quickly,
right?
Unless there's a stroke or something, God forbid. But again, 99% of the time, that'll be a urinary tract infection, which has a lot of the same symptoms,
you know,
confusion, disorientation, you know, that type of thing. So hydration is very, very important for our seniors. Then, of course, you know, nutritious meals. Our caregivers cook meals and make sure they, you know, have three square meals a day or however many meals they want. And then companionship. It's interesting because that's listed on our brochure, but it's the most undervalued service that we have.
Yes.
Because a lot of times our seniors are isolated, especially coming out of COVID. The last 2.5-3 years has been terrible for our seniors. You know, so that companionship, the company, the, you know, someone to talk to, someone to do activities with, you know, even if it's just playing, you know, checkers or again, that companionship is so important because isolation also sometimes brings on some of those symptoms of confusion, lack of communication, depression, which again is misinterpreted for possible dementia or whatever. So companionship, even though, like I said, it's listed on our bullet points and our brochure, it is the most undervalued thing that we do, I feel. And then on the level of you know, not knowing what you don't know, a lot of times our seniors are lonely because we have the sandwich generation of the adult kids. They're busy taking their kids to soccer practice, you know, running things in their own life, work, busy schedules, and then making sure they bounce over and see mom or dad to make sure they've done all the things that I've just listed. You know, and then you find that the kids are doing, and again, a lot of our, you know, with this mobile society, a lot of our adult kids are states away, you know, 2, 3, 4 states, maybe on the other side of the country. But for kids who live in the same neighborhood as their parents and they're bouncing and doing, and we find that our adult kids are running over to see mom and dad to accomplish chores, to do the bullet list of things that have to be done, going shopping. We do that too. We go out and make sure, you know, the grocery store or what have you.
Can I interrupt for a second? So, when you say that they go shopping, are they taking the recipient?
Clients.
The client. Are they taking the client shopping? Are you allowed to do that? You're allowed to transport people?
All of our caregivers have DMV background checks, and they, you know, so they have their, you know, functioning vehicle. A lot of times our clients want our caregivers to drive their vehicle, just to save the mileage reimbursement that we pay our caregivers possibly. But we do a thing, Tom, what we call interactive caregiving. We try to have our clients participate in their care rather than just be cared for, because it keeps them active, it keeps them mobile, keeps them stimulated.
Yes.
Rather than just having mom sit on the couch and we do all the, you know, eat your beaver stuff around, you know, help us, you know, help us cook your favorite meal. You know, the rest, you know, there's that old saying, the best schoolroom in the world is at the side of a senior. I mean, there's just so much wisdom and things to learn on that side. That's a whole different conversation. But if they'd like to go to the store, it's an outing, it's a physical activity. If they're unable to, then they give us the shopping list and we go out and we just shop on their behalf for them. But we again try to, you know, have our clients participate, to stay active, to stay involved, you know, help us, you know, make that recipe, that brownie that everyone talks about, you know, whatever it is. So the interactive caregiving we found has been very successful in keeping our clients active and participating in their lives still. It's very important.
Well, that's what happened when Russ was alive, because I wanted to get him out, and we'd go to the grocery store. Well, the caregiver was right there. I mean, I couldn't physically lift him into the wheelchair,
right,
or on the walker. They were there to help me do it.
Yeah,
and get me out of the house, and him out of the house, and into the car, and go shopping.
Yeah, and again, you experienced it firsthand, because we had the privilege of helping you care for Russ. And,
oh, absolutely.
And the transportation I neglected, which is another reason a lot of our seniors run into trouble. It's transportation, you know, not only errands and the grocery shopping, but to their doctor's appointments, to their follow-up doctor's appointments.
Critical.
Yeah. A lot of times in a wheelchair,
absolutely,
which makes it even more interesting.
Right. And the
challenge.
And with the family's permission, our caregivers can go into the room with our clients and take notes and listen to the doctor, you know, so, because, you know, how overwhelmed are we? We go into a room and we just nod our heads and we get to our car and we say, well, what did they say?
Absolutely.
You know, so that's key. So if again, with the family's written permission, you know, for HIPAA and protecting their privacy, our caregivers can go in and listen to the doctor, ask any questions the adult
they
kids may
take,
have for
they
them.
They would take notes.
Absolutely.
Because I was listening and hearing all of this stuff, and I'm thinking, oh,
Yeah, I'll and you've got your that. Own. You've got your own. Distractions going on there.
Yes.
So thinking that the patient or their immediate support is going to, you know, really understand what any doctor is saying ever is asking a lot.
And the stress too. Yes. I mean, you guys have heard, I'm sure, the old, you know, story about, you know, when you're on an airplane, they're always telling you when, if God forbid the oxygen masks drop, to put yours on before you assist your children. Mm-hmm. Or help, because if you pass out, and you get, you know, disoriented, right. You're not going to be able to help anybody. And we find that is what happens with our family caregivers who are caring for a spouse or a loved one, mm-hmm. is they start to neglect their own health. And they start to, you know, get run down and depressed and stressed themselves. Yes. And so we always stress that, you know, with our clients when we're not with them, is who's that family caregiver who's carrying the burden when we're not there? And again, you've experienced that,
yes,
firsthand.
I have.
Because you need, and it's interesting, you know, there's a statistic that shows that a lot of times, I won't pretend to remember the percentage, that the family caregiver actually becomes ill and passes on before the person they were caring for,
yep.
because they weren't taking care,
yes.
of themselves.
Yes.
You know, so that's really, really important to release the stress and to really give peace of mind. Not only that, but you know, you need to, if as the family caregiver, you need to go get your hair done.
Yeah,
if,
respite.
If you're caring for a wife, you need to go out and maybe do a round of golf. You may, whatever it is, to clear your head, to reset, to care for yourself. So that, you know, we do what, you know, that's another portion of what we do is something called respite care, which is just short spurts of a break. We'll come in for maybe 4 hours a day,
mm-hmm.
so they can just get out of the house, go get their nails done, their hair done, whatever, and we'll be with their loved one while they go do that. That's huge. You know,
and it's valuable.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, it's valuable.
And again, the quality of life we want. If we come in and do those bullet points of services that we've just talked about, then the spouse, the visiting adult kids, friends and family, they're coming over and spending quality time with them now.
Yes.
They're not coming over and trying to achieve a quick set of goals and chores before they've got to run out of the house again. So it's just huge, you know, for us to, and like I said earlier, we've been doing this for over 2 decades now here in Santa Clarita. I also have an office in Encino, so we cover basically the Tri-Valley area because we will go out to Palmdale. I have a lot of caregivers that live in Palmdale. So we'll service, you know, Antelope, Santa Clarita, and the San Fernando Valley. Obviously, my Encino office would handle San Fernando Valley. But yeah, it's a growing need. Folks want to stay in their own home. And I just, you know, so we still try to get that word out of there because it seems like, you know, the industry's been around forever, but in reality, it's relatively in its infancy still. We're trying to get insurance to step up and pay for it because it is basically private pay unless you have long-term care insurance. You know, I think we talked about this last month when I was on the show as far as being proactive versus reactive.
Right.
Because we can prevent those slip and falls. We can prevent the mismanagement of meds. And I think if the bean counters in Medicare and Medi-Cal and some of the other insurance did their cost analysis, you know, the money they could save in the long run by paying for preventative home care, I think they, you know, Medicare Advantage is just now starting to approve home care. Your Advantage plans like Kaiser, United Healthcare, Scan, they're really not jumping into the pond with both feet yet. They're kind of, you know, playing around
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they are. They are playing around because I've been getting calls.
Yeah.
And they want me to use their doctors.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that what Miles is talking about is covered. They want you to use their service,
right.
Yes.
But they're still not going to cover what he's talking,
yes.
about. And people mostly don't know the difference. They just think that it's all going to be covered.
Right.
And unfortunately, you're much more optimistic about insurance getting on board with this than I am. I've been fighting this battle,
exactly.
a lot longer than 20 years.
What Barbara's talking about, which happens every year, is what they call open enrollment. So
yes.
you get these Medicare Advantage plans, you know, coming after you,
yeah,
for your
won't
business.
Yeah, won't cost you a dime.
Right.
Yeah.
So
won't cost you a dime.
Those are basically HMOs and, you know, the Kaisers, United Healthcare. They want you to assign your Medicare benefits to them. But then, like Tom says, part of those benefits do not include home care as of yet. You know,
well, or a lot
I'm
of
so thankful
a lot
that,
of stuff.
That,
yeah.
Yeah. I went ahead and got home long-term care insurance, and Russ was dead set against it.
Mm-hmm.
I did it anyway.
Yeah.
And he didn't know it. And I, because I was paying the bills most of the time. I was able to keep it from him. But at the time he needed it, oh my goodness, it paid two-thirds, a little over two-thirds of the home care bill.
Right.
Which was enormous.
Yep.
And because I had him 20, I had them 24/7.
Yeah, and that umbrella of what I mentioned earlier, we don't know what we don't know, it wasn't the case with you because you've lived it. You're so involved with the senior center. You saw what folks were going through when they needed to get home care, and that it was mostly private, not mostly, basically private pay if you didn't have long-term care insurance. But unfortunately, everybody's not as, you know, connected as you are in the senior world. So it's, and it's more often than not, to your earlier point, is that, you know, well, my insurance will cover this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I hear that every day.
We get to be the bearer of bad news.
Yeah. We're the bad guys.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's heartbreaking, too. Yeah. And again, the long-term care policies, you know, talk to a professional, an expert, because that's another heartbreaking. We'll go in and say, well, we have long-term care. We've been paying for 30 years on this policy. Well, that 30-year policy didn't really encompass home care and its true living, you know, existence today. And they've got like maybe a $50 a day maximum,
right,
which only gets you a couple, an hour and a half of care.
That's fine. Yep.
So if you do have a long-term care policy out there, folks, and you've had it for a while, have somebody review it. You know, take a look at all the benefits, because those, you know, decades-old home care policies really only referred to nursing homes.
Yeah.
You didn't really talk about personal homes. So if you have a really, you know, if you have a long term policy that's been, you know, in your hip pocket for, you know, 10, 15, 20 years, have somebody review it. You know, review your benefits, review the exemptions, review the maximums, you know, some of the better ones. And you had a great one, Barbara, is they have an escalation clause. So, you know, cost of living. So, you know, your maximums go up with the cost of living indexed. And so there's some really, really good policies out there. And unfortunately, there's some real stinkers.
Mine is a good one. Mine's MetLife.
Yeah. Yeah, there are some stinkers out there, though, and it's, you know, it's sad when you have to, you know, bring that. It's not like anything else, you know, homeowner's policy. When something happens in your house and you get, you know, get that fine print explained to you very thoroughly by somebody, it's hard not to shoot the messenger, but please don't shoot the messenger.
Well, it's interesting because Dee Dee and Chuck, my son and daughter, have been taking care of me 24/7.
Yeah.
And Dee Dee called MetLife and they sent her out more information, which was really hasn't changed much since I used it for Russ.
Yeah.
And it was incredible. But she said, Mom, she says, we can't come down here all the time and take care of you. You are getting better. However, you're still using the walker, you know, because I am unsteady on my feet. And I guess age has a lot to do with that.
Yeah. And I'd like to throw out there, too, before we run out of time, because of the nature of what we do, and like I said, we're not nurses, we're not medically based, but, you know, we're in that world, is just to put it out there that we're always looking for great comfort keepers. So if you're listening and, you know, you're vibrant and, you know, age doesn't matter because, you know, if you're healthy and wealthy, not wealthy, healthy and vibrant and want to be a comfort keeper, we're always looking for people with the kind of heart that can be a comfort keeper and go in and be that companion, to be that personal care person, to help and give a helping hand. So we're always looking for great comfort keepers. If that's something, you know, a lot of our comfort keepers will, you know, they talk about, you know, it's like having a multitude of grandparents. You know, like 5-6 sets of grandparents, because a lot of our caregivers, they see multiple clients throughout the week. And the bond between our caregivers and our clients is quite solid and nice to see. But so if you're listening and this sounds like something you'd like to do is, you know, give us a call, reach out. We have a caregiver skills lab right in our office, which as a side note, we actually open up to our clients and folks who aren't even on service. Come in. We'll show you how to take care of your loved one safely in our skills
lab. I love that. So a quick question, because we got to wrap it up with you, Miles. Thank you for being here. This is the senior hour. Are you suggesting that some seniors can become caregivers? Or
well, we've had caregivers in their 60s. And, you know, again, it all depends on their ability and health and, you know, and ability to give that helping hand. Absolutely. I mean, I think she just retired. God bless her. I had a caregiver that was 82. You'd never know it. She bounced around better than I did.
I love
that. But, you know, she finally, you know, hung up her cleats and called it a day. But, yeah, so it depends on your physical ability and then your heart.
Thank you so much. Miles McNamara, Comfort Keepers. You're listening to the Senior Hour, KHTS FM 98.1 AM 1220 and your hometownstation.com.
Welcome back to the Senior Hour. I'm Barbara Cochran with my co-host, Dr. Thomas Pilecki, on your hometown station, 98.1 FM, AM 1220 KHTS. And we have had two very exciting guests this morning.
Yeah, it's the Big Mac Show. We've got Kevin MacDonald followed by Miles McNamara.
Yes.
It is our Big Mac Wednesday of the month.
But it's been so informative.
Yeah, it's a lot to chew.
Oh, my goodness. And I'm so excited that the celebrity waiter dinner has moved.
Moved to April, a little less sweaty event, I believe, than our last experience there in July when it was very, very uncomfortably hot. So April's going to be beautiful. Just hope that it's not raining this April now.
If it is,
in the banquet hall.
Inside in the big banquet room.
There you go.
And there's plenty of room there.
Yeah.
Plenty of room.
So we started off in the first segment. You said that your word of the year, you're not so much resolution, but your word to focus on this year is simple. I love that. So, keeping it simple is a beautiful thing. And anybody who is still making resolutions or, maybe sort of making resolutions and maybe have sort of already given up on those resolutions.
Maybe it's easier to choose a word.
Maybe it's easier to choose a word, but there are support services out there like Miles McNamara at Comfort Keepers to make your life a whole lot easier to get the food that you need. The companionship, Comfort Keepers 287-4200, comfortkeepers.com, or the amazing facility and services provided by Kevin MacDonald over at our outstanding senior services, the meals on the wheels, the meals there, the shows, the concerts, the classes that you can take online. And you only have to be 60 in order to qualify for the meals. Everything else is a service of the Senior Center, 259-9444.
And both of those numbers are 661.
Yeah, 661.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's been an amazing show, the Big Mac Show on the Senior Hour.
I love it.
And it's just a pleasure to have you back in the studio, Barb. I'm glad you're. I gotta be just right brutally honest with you. I'm glad you survived. It's no small feat to beat cancer not once but twice.
No, that's very true. My biggest problem now is getting myself back into, decent living.
Sure. But you got the right attitude and you've got the right help.
Yes.
And I'm glad to be part of that support system for you.
Yes.
Any way I can help you. I'm the natural choice for relief in Santa Clarita, Dr. Thomas Pilecki. You can find me online at santaclaritachiropractor.com, 661-753-9340. You've been listening to the Senior Hour. Now go out and enhance your quality of life.